By now, we've seen the devastation unfolding in Turkey and Syria. A 7.8 magnitude earthquake rocked both countries more than a week ago, with the death toll now rising past the 40,000 mark. Foreign aid has been flowing into the country, with nations banding together to help support the locals through. I've been wondering how we at home can help, and the answer is sitting right in front of me now. İsmet Aslan has rounded up some of our favourite local food folks to put on a lunch and dinner fundraiser at his South Beach Cafe this weekend. He's also a member of the Kurdish community and owner of the South Beach Cafe in Fremantle, and he's joining us right now. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for
coming and joining us.
Thanks for having us. Yeah.
Also with us this morning is Chef Anagir. Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
All right, folks. İsmet, I want to start with you. When this news initially broke nearly 2 weeks ago now, what was the first thing going through your mind?
The first thing going to my mind is because we just had been back from the same region, and I was thinking what I would do if I was in the same house with my in-laws, with my kids. And the idea was absolutely mind-blowing. It was I could not believe how these people, like all these men and women and children going through at the moment. So soon as I got a bit of out of the shock and thought about what can we do.
Mm.
That was.
And it's interesting because we've seen the numbers on the news. There's more than 40,000 in that death toll. We still don't know how many people are missing.
It's 42,000 now, actually. I just checked the death toll.
So that's a lot of big numbers, but it's actually the effect is a lot bigger than that because it's not just people who are there on the ground. It's people here at home as well worrying about their loved ones.
Yeah, I know a couple of families already in Perth. I know the lady, she lost two sisters and nieces and nephews. I think there's some around 18 members of her close family. She lives in Perth.
Mm.
The effect is devastating in the area, like in Turkey, as well as in northeast Syria as well, in Rojava area. And of course, and all these people have relatives or friends overseas, like such as us. We are about 18,000-20,000 kilometers away, but yet the devastating effect is so profound. We like a couple of nights I couldn't sleep. Like last night I couldn't actually sleep.
Mm.
And such as another example is my own family, brothers and sisters, they are lightly affected because we live in Şanlıurfa, and that's not very close to epicenter. But my in-laws, my wife's family, is quite affected, and they are a bit closer to epicenter, which is in Pazarcık, in Kahramanmaraş. All these areas, and about 15 days ago, we were there, and we saw a lot of these regions, and we lived in these houses that now it's absolutely wrecked. I see on the video that my father-in-law sent to us, and I could not absolutely get my head around that we were out of there, like in 10 days ago, and it could have just been us as well. Yet, you get like, you know, there are times that you feel like almost guilty that you're not there and you're not able to help. And I was talking to my mom yesterday, and she was visiting some of the relatives that have been affected and the family members have died. She was crying like the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
We were on the phone for half an hour, and she was just keep saying things over and over and over. It's mentally, it's draining. Like people
devastating.
Are devastating, and people are still like, I think, half numb.
Of course.
They're like still thinking, oh, maybe I'm gonna wake up and this nightmare is gonna be over. And I know professionals, doctors, and psychologists are warning that the mental health issue is going to be profound. And that's how all this, we thought, what can we do?
Yeah, well, that's sort of why I'm glad that you're here this morning to talk to us about it. As people on the outside looking in, we've seen the pain and the devastation, and we've been a bit at a loss of what we can do as a community to help. Yeah. And you've kind of come up with an idea for this. When did the idea to fundraise with food come about for you?
I'm also, as I said, I'm Kurdish. I'm ethnically Kurdish, born in Turkey, and I'm a member of the Kurdish community in Western Australia. So when we sat down and talked, so we basically asked each other, what can we do? The best thing to do is basically reach them out with funds that need much needed now. So basically people, 4 o'clock in the morning, when the quake strike, and they just ran out of the houses with their pyjamas. They got absolutely nothing else to do, nothing to have. Like, they lost everything. So what, and in from Australia, because of the distance, sending them food or, like, say, especially for kids, nappies and, like, you know, toiletries and stuff like that, it's time-consuming, it's very, very distant, and it is costly to send stuff rather than. So what we did, instead of asking people just dry donations, we thought, okay, we put something together, what we can do the best. So most of us here own restaurants or kebab shops and stuff. So what can we do the best? We thought, okay, the best thing we can do is offer them a really good food, kebabs, and Anna jumped on board at the time as well now. So what we're going to do is put a feast out there so people come, feed themselves, but also on the same token, feed another family about 18, 20,000 kilometers away.
It's such a simple gesture, but it will be so impactful. And food can have this power to really unite people, especially in times of despair.
Absolutely.
Why did you want to jump on the tools this weekend?
It has been so devastating. And I know that one thing I can do really well is make tabbouleh. I can cook, and when Bryn said he was going to do this event, I just said, "Yep, I'm in. I'll help." I live just over the road from the beach. I go there and have coffee every morning, and I'm really looking forward to helping out with the community and meeting some of your friends and feeding lots of people. My aim is to make the biggest tabbouleh I possibly can.
I look forward to seeing the photos of that. Ismet, you've mentioned there that lots of people in your community are coming out to help feed the masses and in turn get some donations and funds to go straight back to Turkey and Syria. Yes. Who else is sort of involved in tomorrow? What kind of foods are we going to get to see?
I think a lot of people who lives and knows us already, everybody's asking what they can do. Like, as I said, archipelago people, like, you know, John.
As soon as he heard, he offered. Fantastic.
He offered his services. Like, Anna, beautiful. Once she heard, she offered, like, what can she do? We got, Fiona. She's a nurse at Fiona Stanley Hospital. She basically just, out of her initiative, she went around. I think she got some prizes for a raffle. Mm-hmm. That, like, everybody's doing. Like, we got
we've got music.
Music.
We've got an a cappella band. We've got Divalicious Penny, you know, the beautiful opera singer.
Excellent. Yeah.
And her son, Finn Pearson, he's playing and he's bringing out a CD soon. So that's really kind of them to give us their time. And, yeah, a bit of music, food.
Simon and...
Yes, Simon Tarrant, he's given us the PA. Everyone's
pulled together for this.
And Galati.
Yeah.
Also, Galati and Sons have also...
were fantastic. Yeah. I went in there yesterday and they're I thought donated. I was just going to make a tabbouleh. And then he goes, well, what else do you want? What else do you want? So now I'm going to be charring off zucchini.
Yes, as an Italian, that is what we do. We just push food on people. And it's for such a good cause. All right, so if folks are out there listening this morning and they want to come down and support, when do you want them to come and rock up at South Beach Cafe?
Well, we made it from 12 to 7, so we didn't want a lot of people coming at the same time and then not having, like, you know, rushing for food and stuff. So we made it in a like a 7-hour gap. So people can rock up anytime after 12 and they can come and we will make them a plate of kebabs and dolmades and wine leaves wrapped and tabbouleh, the best tabbouleh is going to be.
The world's biggest.
The world's biggest tabbouleh is going to be.
There's one thing I want to know. Do you ever put pomegranate in your tabbouleh?
We don't put, they like the sprinkle of pomegranate, they put it on top just for the taste and the look. Yeah, they will. We use a lot of pomegranate back home for salads, a lot of it. The syrup of it as well.
Because it's pomegranate season and I was just thinking I might see if good old
It would look great. I think without even without that, it will just taste absolutely great. The idea is basically people come, feed themselves, feed their kids, and by donating or by paying for that food, they got to remember they are feeding another family in a very desperate situation. That is the idea. And I think a lot of people will just recognize these people, they are doing the kebabs right now in the Kurdish community especially. They are well known, like they all own kebab shops around Perth. And I don't know if I need to say, I think I will forget some of them. I don't want to say
their don't
names.
List them off.
No, no. But we also, I don't know if I need to, say something about who donated for, like, you know, water and, I don't know, the big companies.
Sure.
Like, the Coca-Cola has donated water and some drinks, and Schweppes have donated as well. About 10 cartons of drinks.
So there's a whole massive production team behind
this effort. And nobody is asking for recovery costs. Like the guy who is donating meat, he's also in the Kurdish community. He's one of the best doner kebab maker. Yesterday I said, look, there's going to be a lot of meat involved, and we want to pay for the cost. He basically shook his hand.
That's how much it means to everybody to participate. And if you out there are listening and you would like to go down, it's a marathon, not a sprint. There's a whole long block for you to get down there tomorrow from midday till late. It's at South Beach Cafe in Fremantle. Yeah. Ishmet and Anna, thank you very much for joining us on Breakfast, and I hope that you just raise all of the money tomorrow.
Thanks. And also, I just have to say this, otherwise Rosh Perin will and Istam Zara will be us. They got some, they baked some little cookies, and they also got their old dollies. They're going to sell, like, you know, some of their toys as well for
That's
the benefit
beautiful.
Of the for
oh,
this event. Yeah.
Your little girls.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
How gorgeous.
There will be other people as well, but I just...
Well, they're your kids. You've got to shout them out, of course.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you at
South
Beach Cafe.
They're listening now, so thank you.
Dad's doing a wonderful thing.
Oh, thank you.